Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sassy Elliott. Hey. Oh, yeah. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The song that's sweeping the nation.
Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Sassy Elliott, Shore Park.
Is this just all the time now?
Yes.
The other ones are just gone.
Yeah. You're Sassy Elliott, at least for the time being.
Until the time being.
Yeah.
Once the Eagle season's over.
Yeah. Congratulations on your charity drive hitting $15,000 for Treehouse Books.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
Jack was a big part of that. Thank you very much, Jack, for all your support.
But
we do. We have a shirt that we're giving out if you make a donation. The details are on the website. But if you make a donation, you can get a shirt designed by Dwani Sarai, who does work for all the teams
in
the
city. It's a great shirt.
The shirt is sick. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous to try to make the design. She did most of it, to be honest. But it came out great. So you can get the information on my Twitter. But thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Get to 20 grand now. Just get to 20 grand.
Well, 23 is my secret goal.
23?
Well, that's what we got the last 3 years.
Okay, so we want to match
hopeful.
That. Yeah. Okay. Well, and for every $5 that gets raised, that's another book that goes to a kid in the area.
Working with Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philadelphia, every $5 is a new book in the hand of a kid. So I'm bad at math, but 15,000 divided by 5, I mean...
You can do that.
3,000, right?
There you go.
Yeah, yes. So 3,000 bucks.
Yeah. There you go. So, Elliott, what do you think of the main thing today? Like, it just hit me with everything that's happening. Super Bowl hangover season. Offensive line looks blah. Saquon looks like maybe he's not the same guy. All this, all the chaos seems like if they win a playoff game, the season doesn't crumble. That. At this point, we call it a success. We figure out, not a success overall, but as good as we can make it, we figure out in the offseason and move on. Or do you think they've got to do more than that?
I think I agree with you. Now, I do think they are probably the best team in the NFC. So I agree that ultimately, if they were to lose, I would feel disappointed that day. Like, I get that would be disappointment. But at the end of the day, the other times they've come off going to a Super Bowl, they have had horrendous seasons. 05. 18-23. If they win the division,
well, 18 wasn't a horrendous season,
and they win a playoff game, I think that is a step in the right direction. So emotionally, the next day, I would get the disappointment. But I think if you take it back and look at it objectively, that would be a successful season.
A step in the right direction?
Yes.
First of all, I don't know who the opponent's going to be in that playoff game, but some flimsy win over a meaningless opponent that may have snuck into the playoffs or what have you doesn't qualify as a satisfying season. You want to use the other two times they came off Super Bowl wins? Well, they had a disastrous 05 season because of what happened with T.O., the contracts and all of that. And Donovan eventually got injured. In 2018, Carson was coming back from a torn ACL, didn't start the season as a starting quarterback. I think they were 0-2, or were they 1-1 or 1-2, something like that.
I think they were 0-2.
I think they might have been 0-2.
Oh, no, 1-1, because they beat the Falcons, lost to the Bucs.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're right, they did. They beat the Falcons the first game of the season. But no one liked what the offense looked like, and we were begging to get Carson back out there on the field. He struggled to get through 10 games that season. They went to 5-8. He has to sit because he broke his back. They backdoor into the playoffs because Minnesota couldn't win against Chicago at home. They beat Chicago basically because of what Chicago did.
Yeah, they got lucky.
Or didn't do. And so I only say that to say those 2 years after the Super Bowl at least had extreme circumstances there that contributed to maybe being okay and not feeling as disappointed. First of all, I don't know how anybody couldn't have been disappointed. No. Hold on real quick. Okay. I don't know how anyone couldn't have been disappointed after the 04 Super Bowl, 05 Super Bowl with that season. And this year, they don't have that built-in excuse. You don't get to have self-inflicted adversity and strife and finger-pointing and lack of performance and production. And then, I don't know, you pull it together at the end to crawl to the playoffs with no meaningful win. Say they lose to Buffalo. You're going to tell me losing three straight, beating the Raiders, beat another backup quarterback and Marcus Mariota at the end twice if you do that, but losing to Buffalo and somehow winning a meaningless first-round playoff game and losing is a successful season?
Well, that's not how I would view it. I mean, they do have...
Well, how else would you...
Because
if they lose to Buffalo, what meaningful win would they have had?
Well, they will have beaten the Rams. They will have beaten the Packers. They will have beaten the Lions.
Oh, we're going back to that when they were 8-2.
Well, that's part of the season.
Hold on. But everybody was unhappy with that. They were 8-2 and no one was happy.
Right, but they're still quality wins. You're saying they would have no quality wins.
No. My point is how you limp into the playoffs.
Right.
And how the season finishes. You don't get to start off 10-1 and lose 6 out of 7.
But it's still an improvement. In 2023, they did it.
No one saw that. No one said that in 2023. They started off 10-1. Quality wins. Dallas, Miami, Buffalo, Kansas City. No one thought it was a successful season at the end of the season because of the way it ended. And that's what this would be. It would have started off 8-2. You limp to the finish line. You beat some backup quarterbacks and terrible teams, and you win a playoff game at home. I don't even know who that would be. There's no one that would feel happy about that and say that's a successful season.
So
no one.
If they go 1-2 the next three games and then they beat they win a playoff game, then get smoked in the next round, I would agree. You would feel differently about that. But but you're assuming they're gonna limp to the playoffs. They might very well win four straight going
into the playoffs. So let me ask you this. What do you think is more likely?
I think they're gonna probably go 2-1.
Yeah, so they lose to Buffalo.
Maybe, yeah. Although, I don't know, honestly. Like, it'd be weird if they went... I mean, I wouldn't shock me if they beat Buffalo. They beat quality teams all the time.
Elliot, I'm picking them to beat Buffalo as well. What I'm doing is giving you what is a more likely scenario.
Okay, so let's go 2-1.
Is that they beat backup quarterbacks after coming off a 0-3 stretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm focused on. So 6 out of the last 8 games you lose?
So, but again, you're viewing it that way.
The way it is.
No, it's not. You can also say you go 3-4 heading into the playoffs. You win the division, first repeat champion in 20 years.
3-4 matters when who you beat.
But this would have been the best
Marcus
season.
Beating Marcus Mariota and Two Gloves Pickett doesn't count for anything.
But that's who's on the schedule. All they can
do.
They won 31-0.
But listen, we have eyes and a brain.
Agreed.
So then I can digest what I'm watching. And beating Two Gloves Pickett and Marcus Mariota twice isn't impressive.
But you're focusing on the final month of the season.
No,
let's
what
look
I'm focusing on is that we were 8-2.
Yes.
And everybody complained. And it's been a miserable season for the most part this year because most people have been complaining. By the way, I'm the win as a win guy.
You are.
Everybody else is. It has to look good in doing it. So how does beating backup quarterbacks and losing to quality opponents at the end when you're completely healthy for the most part turn around and be a successful season?
Look, I can't speak to how everyone felt about the 8-2 record. I can only say how I feel, which is if you win the division and you win a playoff game, it would be the most successful season this team, this franchise would have ever had coming off the Super Bowl. It would be better than 05, it would be better than 18, and it would be better than 23, right? So I think it would be a step in the right direction.
It would be better if the 05 team had a healthy McNabb all year like Jalen is. Right. If they had a, hold on. You just can't throw it out there. I'm going to give you details. If the 05 team had a T.O. that was on the team all year long, like A.J. Brown.
Right.
So when you got all your components together and you still come up short, you don't get the same benefit that the other teams that dealt with other extenuous circumstances sort of get. Like the 2018 team with Wentz coming off an ACL tear and them getting to the playoffs, I can see how that could be, okay, I'll take that after the Super Bowl. I can't see how a team that was viewed as the most talented team in the NFL this year and have been relatively healthy for the most part and have failed to meet expectations. Would you agree with that? Would you agree that they have failed to meet expectations so far this year?
I don't know if I can go that far. Because I guess if you say so far, yes. But I think that the expectations can still be met for this year.
What?
Their over-under was, what, 12 and a half, 11 and a half?
What did we expect as a fan base?
We expect them to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay, but they have not had a chance to do that yet. So I don't think you can say they
have. Well, we're assuming that they don't. We're saying people would accept that. You would accept that.
I'm saying if they win a playoff game, I would view this as an acceptable year. I'm not going to say it was some amazing year, but it would be an acceptable year. It would be.
Successful.
Yeah, I think if they can stick together, in 18 they didn't stick together, in 05 they didn't stick together, in 23 they didn't stick together. If they can keep this season afloat, win the division, in 23 they completely collapsed.
Dude, they held together by bazooka gum right now. What do you mean stick together?
You're underselling a little bit what they've done this year. They have quality wins.
What have they done?
They have quality wins and they're going to win the division. For the first time in 20 years as a repeat champion, right? They're going to do that. And you take into account Saquon coming off the year he had.
They won a division. They're going to probably win a division where only one team finishes above 500.
They're going to probably win it with 11 or 12 wins.
Again, it's not impressive to win a division when everybody else is below 500.
I think it's impressive when no one's done it in 20 years. There is an element of impressive. Of course it's impressive. No, even they themselves have not been able to do it in 20 years. So if you come back, you win the division.
You think they're going to sell that to this public?
I don't know what they're going to sell. I know how I'm going to feel.
Why not? Why wouldn't the team feel like it's a successful season?
I think if they win the division and win a playoff game, they can feel a level of success for this season.
No, but they're not.
Well, I would encourage them to feel some level of success with that. Like they might not, but why not? Like this team, again,
they've not won playoff games in back-to-back years for 20 years. Nobody cares about that.
But it does matter. It does matter when you talk about what a successful season is.
No, it doesn't. You think it matters to us? What if we set out to win back-to-back NFC East crowns?
Well, we've been unable to do it.
We've won two Super Bowls and gone to three since we won back-to-back.
Right.
Do you think we feel like we haven't completed our mission or we feel incomplete because we didn't win back-to-back NFC East titles?
No, but you know how many teams would kill to make the playoffs and win a playoff game? I know, I'm saying.
Do you think this fan base feels like we are incomplete as a football team, as an organization, because we have yet to win back-to-back division titles in 20 years.
I don't think fans
feel
that way.
We don't give a damn.
I agree with that.
We don't give a damn.
Regardless of how fans feel, that doesn't change what the reality is. But that's perception.
No, it doesn't change reality, but the reality is what we feel.
Yes, and people will feel disappointed. But I also think that people should be realistic and realize that winning playoff games in back-to-back years has not been something this franchise has been able to do. So it would be a step in the right direction that way.
Didn't you tell me Jalen is the second-best quarterback in the league?
I think he probably is,
Didn't you tell me that Nick Sirianni and Jalen is a top-10
quarterback this year?
I'm just about to give you an example of what that really looks like from a consistent standpoint. That team out there in Kansas City, I think they played in 5 or 6 straight AFC championship games. They've gone to 5 Super Bowls, won 3 of them. Mm-hmm. So when is the idea of winning back-to-back playoff games some goal that's set
again
that makes you one of the best? That's not the Patriots.
Andy and Mahomes.
The Patriots. No, you told me that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
They have shown it this year. But the bar of consistent success is not just going to the Super Bowl every year. That is historic level.
Championship game.
Okay, fine. Championship game. Winning playoffs, winning the division, like that is success. You know how hard it is to maintain success in the NFL? Like
no, you tell me how hard it is.
You would know. You've done it. That's a rhetorical question. But I'm saying Andy and Mahomes are the best quarterback and head coach duo of all time. So to compare, I mean, Well,
no, you told
us,
top
10,
dude, you
but they're not number
second.
One.
Nick and Jalen,
I think they're the best.
Are one of the
they're
10.
Not better than Belichick and Brady.
I think they're better. They don't have a better resume.
Oh,
I would take Andy and Mahomes over Belichick and Brady.
Whatever. I'm not even arguing that. My point is
Belichick
that,
is like a fraud
outside. My point, Elliot, and people would say that about Coach Reed without Patrick Mahomes.
But Reed's won in two different places.
He's won what?
He went to four straight championship games.
He didn't win a Super Bowl
in
two different
places.
No, I agree,
but Belichick hasn't even won a playoff game without Brady, has he? There's a major difference there.
Actually, he did in Cleveland, I believe. But the point is he was only there for a short time, and he was there for 14 years. That's right. Not the point. My point is that you think so highly of Nick and Jalen.
I do.
And how great. Well, then we don't lower the bar.
But I'm not lowering the bar.
Sure you
Going
are.
Going back to the playoffs, winning the division, and winning a playoff game back-to-back years is incredibly hard to do.
Is lowering
especially when you have the number one schedule in the NFL. They will have won the division with
the
toughest
schedule.
Well, it's reality. You saw them against the Raiders this past week, and we saw how well they could play. So all these other games where they've underperformed, they've been playing some of the best teams in the NFL. It's just reality. Facts.
Well, it's not facts.
I think it is facts.
It's not facts.
It's not facts.
I'm going to tell you what is facts. I'm going to tell you what is facts.
What?
Is that we'll be outraged if they're one and done.
I agree with that. If they don't win a playoff game, I know.
Well, even if they win one against some sorry team.
I mean, I agree. Like, everyone's
going to
feel.
I'll be leading the outrage. Don't worry.
All right, but
you need the positivity, people. We'll see how that works out.
I mean,
for
the positivity rabbit will be back.
Now, the only thing I'll throw out there, I don't want to get in the middle of
this. No, get in the middle.
I was going to move to the Jalen thing. Well, no, I appreciate you because all the things you wanted to yell at me, you're yelling at Elliot. So.
I just think if they've done something they haven't done in 20 years and they win playoff games.
I just want to bring something up. I don't think that they can play a sorry team at home this year in the playoffs. The only sorry team in the NFC that is going to be in the playoffs is going to be whoever wins the NFC South.
So Seattle's kind of sorry.
They are 11-3, and they have the best defense in the NFL.
They have the best defense in the NFL because they play trash quarterbacks every week.
They still have the best defense.
That's a good point, by Elliot.
If the Eagles played their schedule, they'd be 11-3 and have the best defense in the NFL.
Adjusted DVOA, they have the best defense in the NFL.
That's fine. You can use that. I'm going to say that
they're not a sorry team.
But it's not an impressive team.
Not sorry, but they're not impressive.
Okay, if they win 13 games with the best defense in the NFL, I'm not – look, all I'm saying is –
that whole division, look, didn't the NFC North all win 13 games and none of them won a playoff game last year?
I just want to throw in a small thing.
But throw it in there.
There are playoff teams that we would consider sorry. If the Carolina Panthers are in the playoffs, we would think they're not a real – even the Bucks at this point, not a real team.
I would almost rather play the Panthers than the Seahawks. Just putting that out there.
You'd rather play the Panthers?
Yeah, because
you would rather play the Panthers.
No, I'm sorry. I'd rather play the Seahawks than the Panthers. Because I think the Seahawks would have so much expectations on themselves. The Panthers would be playing with house money. I don't think I feel like
everything you say is wrong.
Everything.
Yeah. No, I don't think that is
wrong. You just said the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
I think they are arguably.
And then you said that if they lose early, it wouldn't be that bad.
I didn't say early. I said win a playoff game.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
If the Phillies won a playoff series, it would be the first thing.
No one said anything about the Phillies.
No,
one said anything about the Phillies.
We don't do that.
Run it back, Phillies.
We're not doing that.
No one said anything about the Phillies. This is about the Eagles.
It's about the Eagles.
You little bee.
You're going to do that at 4 o'clock and you're going to be gone, you little bee.
I got a bunch of Phillies takes if you want.
No. We don't need them. I'm already mad at the Phillies. I'll do it at 4 o'clock.
Good. So, someone holds him accountable.
Yeah. I hold everybody accountable. I'm a miserable person.
Ed,
look, miserable, don't have any fun, hate all the teams.
Yeah.
There I am. That is my job.
Buddy.
Okay. So your question to Coach Sirianni today about Jalen.
Yes.
So we were debating, not debating, just sort of wondering aloud. There were two reasons that he would sort of not answer the question about Jalen's health. One, that there is an issue there and it'll come out on the report. Two, that he just doesn't want to get in the habit of answering health questions and everything's probably fine. But if he answers it for one, he's going to open it up for answer. Maybe he said something wrong, whatever. What do you think that was?
So as much as I think number one is more interesting, and I do think Jalen might be hurt, I think his answer was number two, was that this is how he answers all injury questions at this point.
Okay.
And really, it's happened ever since. If you remember, I think it was last year.
It was the ankle with Jalen.
He let something slip about Jalen. So I think with Jalen specifically,
Didn't we have the wrist thing, too, with Jalen? Didn't we have a wrist thing for a little while with Jalen?
He said Jalen's on there with an ankle.
Yeah, it was an ankle.
But
it was an ankle thing, yeah.
He either wasn't on there, it was listed as rest or something weird like that, I forget.
And the only thing, you said that You said it on Go Birds Daily, which I actually have two issues to bring up with you in the next segment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be. I realize that every day that you're in here, that's got to be a Go Birds Daily for me. Yeah,
and maybe Fridays.
Yeah. It's usually 2 to 3 days a week, but I got to make sure it's Tuesday. You said on Go Birds Daily, and you said to Sirianni something about the hit he took. I don't think it was about the hit.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually, let me finish. Okay. Or let you finish.
Okay. So He does this thing sometimes when he's avoiding contact, when he's either running or getting sacked, where he sort of crumbles rather than slide or just sort of run through it. And he did that there. And he didn't slide, but he sort of wanted to go down, and his leg got caught underneath him. And I sort of thought that the Raiders player, I don't know if it was Devin White or not.
It was.
If Devin White hitting him was incidental. I don't think that was what hurt him. I think it was how he went down that hurt him.
Look, it was a great play by Devin.
Yeah.
So I do think Jalen, in his career, has been good at not taking contact. I thought, actually, in that game last week, he didn't do a good job. He took a big hit at the end of a run in the first quarter where the guy kind of got him in the midsection.
He ran out of bounds every other one.
Yeah, but I'm saying twice.
Okay. After that hit, he got out of bounds.
And I do think he's hurt. Like, if you saw him, I don't know how much they showed on the broadcast, but after that play, he was limping, he was walking around, he was testing it, he took a weird, like, obviously we all saw the way his knee bent. And I know he threw a touchdown on that, but like we have seen, I mean, the Bronco threw a touchdown on a torn ACL. And I don't think he has a torn ACL, but the point I'm making is that one snap does not change how I view this injury situation.
Okay, all right. So coming up next with Elliot, we will go over Elliot's NFC power rankings. We will see what he thinks of the status of Lane Johnson. Well, go ahead.
Well, no, his NFC power rankings will certainly contradict everything he just said.
I don't think they have.
As always. Yeah. And
he can't make up his mind.
I have two bones to pick on Go Birds Daily today, which, honestly, if I bring that up first, we might not get to any of the other things.
See, this is why the lie detector test couldn't handle me.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. I beat the lie detector test.
Yep. 215-592-9494. That's all coming up next.
An admission of lying?
No, it's an admission of he doesn't have truth. You can't lie if nothing...
It's an admission that I'm a next level thinker. I can see both sides of things very well.
Yeah.
It means you don't believe anything.
Yeah.
That's the way. There it is.
What do you say?
Sociopath Elliot.
You don't believe anything.
Yeah. Well, I know what I believe about the Phillies if we want to get
all right.
The Phillies have nothing to do with it.
All right.
Talk about no expectations.
All right. This is the
WIP.
Shut up. Goodness. You guys just want to go?
Shut up.
I gladly would go.
No. Ike's got to talk about his meat.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talk about your meat, Ike.
Pause. Seriously. Hey, the holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make a holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands that you're running, grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a retailer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.